I came into the competition with a dog that was injured 4 weeks ago with a frisbee incident and another dog, and she crashed into another dog and hurt her front shoulder. So she's had no real training apart from the last week. So I had no expectations, but I know she's a fantastic little dog and will do anything for me. But she, yeah, she blew me out of the water by winning. I'm absolutely over the moon. So I'm chuffed.
What type of preparation do you do with Rosie?
Well, normally in previous years, I live on 57 acres in Diggers Rest, which is about 30 minutes out of Melbourne. And I've got a little hill here and a lagoon, so I do throw the frisbee up and down the hill for her, and she retrieves it and brings it back up the hill. A little bit of swimming, bike riding. She maybe in a day she'll go for a 4K bike ride with me. And yeah, she just does it for love as well. It's not so much the training. She does it for the love, and as long as she enjoys it, I enjoy it. So if she keeps doing it, I'll keep doing it.
Can you ever completely tire her out?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen her tired.
How seriously do you take it? Is it more just a fun thing or...?
It's a fun thing. Like, we actually, in Diggers Rest, we run Diggers Rest herding training, so we run herding workshops here for city dogs that they can come out, and so we actually do a little bit of letting city dogs have fun on sheep out here. So we don't take it too seriously. It's just a bit of fun and a nice weekend to get away and have some fun and put our feet up and just enjoy the weekend for all it is. And it's a fantastic event, and we've been going for 8 years now and wouldn't miss it for the world.
So. Oh, wow. So has Rosie been for the last 8 years, or has it been different?
Rosie's just going on 6, so she's been going for the full 6 years that she's been around. So, but she's only been competing, I think, for about 4 years. Yeah, so she started at about 2, so...